May we hide it in our heart so we may not sin against you. Amen. Okay. We're in James chapter 1. I don't know who's laying this thing down. This word started actually yesterday. I was just thinking on it, and TC and I were talking about the sermon she just heard, and I can't wait to hear it. And this guy's talking about just the importance of the Word of God, right? Speaking the Word in our situation. Not a word of faith, because word of faith was a movement that started several years ago, and it's pretty much, you can just read the Bible, pick out anything, and that becomes your word, you know. You want to get rich, you just start speaking it, and all of a sudden you'll become rich, right? But that only works if God says it first, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if God speaks that word to you, then it's yours, right? But we just can't go in there. And that's the big difference in that. And so a lot of people got confused and, you know, hurt and everything. So anyway. But in James chapter 1, and I really like the book of James. There's so much, there's all full of good stuff. The second half of chapter 1, and because I really believe where the Lord's taken us in a lot of things is just teaching us to be, of course, biblical, you know, in everything that we do. We're just praying for healing for a lot of people, and we may not have all the answers, and I'm really okay also with that, as saying I just don't know, you know, but it doesn't mean we stop, right? We want biblical Christianity to be our model, right? Because Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever, and lives within us. So that's where we're headed. So a lot of things I'm going to talk about today in James chapter 1 is about His Word and how important that is, okay? Every good thing and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. I mean, he's not kooky. He's always the same, right? He doesn't change his mind one day to the next, you know? Do this one day, don't, you know? Y'all get that. In the exercise of His will, He brought us forth by His word of truth so that we would be the first fruits amongst His creatures. Okay, God speaks the word of truth. The truth set us free. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. All right, in context of what he's talking about here, we got to be quick to hear what God is saying. All right, slow to speak means slow to speak our own word, or our own opinion into something, right? Quick to hear is having ears that quickly hear what God is saying in the situation and then speaking what He says about it and not what we think or we say about it, okay? Because as you see, why does He put slow to anger? Because man's words in something can produce a lot of anger, right? And frustration. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God, verse 20. And it says, therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your soul. Right? A couple of things here, because this filthiness is actually the word of like earthly or dirt. Okay? And over in, he says this over in chapter 3 when he's talking about the wisdom from above. The wisdom which comes down from above. A couple of verses before that. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds and the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and lie against truth. This wisdom is not that which comes from above, but is earthly, same word, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there's disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of good mercy, good fruits, unwavering, just like we said, about God, and without hypocrisy. So there's two kinds of wisdom, that which comes from above, from God, and that which is of the earth. And the of the earth is called, this is this word filthy, natural, dirt, demonic, okay? Produces no fruit whatsoever. And all that remains of wickedness, and in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your soul, right? And he uses that word humility, and we talk about this a lot at our Tuesday night Bible study and stuff. So humility is just, it's always the place where God raises you up, you know. A humble heart is a heart that can receive, right? Because we think of the opposite of humility would be pride, right? God is opposed to the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Pride is always an outer wall of protection that we have around us. So the humble man is a man who can receive, basically. who can receive the word, right? So that's what it means in humility, receive the word implanted, which is always able to save your soul, right? Anytime God speaks something to you, it's always about saving your soul, always about delivering you. That's what that word salvation just means, deliverance. God is always speaking, right? He's a speaking God. He's always speaking into my situation. If I'll be able to receive the word he's speaking, and sometimes here's where pride comes in with all of us. Sometimes we can accept the way he is speaking, right? Because God can speak through any one of his believers, right? All of you have Jesus living within you, the living word within you. He can speak through a person. He can speak, you know, all through scripture. He spoke through animals, you know. Speak through situations where he's closing and opening doors. All kind of ways that God speaks. So always have all your avenues open to the way which God wants to speak to you. Because if you close one, then that may be the very avenue God is trying to bring a word to you. And you just closed it, right? Well, I don't like this person, or I don't like this pastor, or, you know, I don't like this guy in authority. But he may be the very avenue that God is going to speak, right? So that's just a side issue, but that's what it means to be humble. Receive how God is speaking, right, in whichever way he's speaking. Then it says this, and this is all familiar verses to us. Receive the word implanted, it's able to save your souls, but prove yourselves to be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who are deceiving themselves. Okay? If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. Once he looks at himself and gone away, he immediately forgets what kind of person he is. In the same way, I love that analogy he uses with the word. When God speaks a word, in the word, could be the word, right? Mainly, that's how chiefly how God speaks to me, you know. 99% of the time is in the word. When he's speaking a word to me, then what he's really saying is real simple, is act like that word is true, right? Act like it is so, what we say that about faith. Even when it isn't so, doesn't look so, in order for it to be so, because God says it so. So you act on the word. It does no good if I'm just hearing, because if I hear and I'm not acting on that word or acting like it is so or walking it out, then I'll forget it, right? Just like when you look in a mirror and walk away, says you forget what kind of person you are. But when we do that with God's word, what happens is it just kind of fades away. Have you ever had that happen? Kind of forget it. I've had words I didn't act upon. I remember one time the Lord told me to, Sky had gone through a divorce or something. He told me to speak to this guy. You know, I was in Mark's Mart. This was years ago. And I didn't do it, you know. And I just kind of, I don't know why I chickened out doing that. It's kind of a weird word. And then I prayed again, Lord, if you want me to speak to this guy again, I'm sitting at a red light, you know, in my car. I said, if you want me to speak to this guy again, just, you know, give me another opportunity. I looked to my right, and there he is in the car. I didn't see, you know, I didn't see him pull up on me. And I didn't do it again. I don't know what was wrong with me. But I haven't had the opportunity to see him since then. So I'm sure the Lord brought him through another avenue, you know, because I just didn't act on that word. I didn't do it, you know. And I have many other failures. But I want to have more successes than failures in that, don't you? But that's what you got to do. When God speaks, act on it, okay? And you know that. This is just encouragement to you, because we don't want to do that. But one who looks intently at God's perfect law, and this is the law of liberty. And that's what's so cool about grace, you know, because it's the law of liberty means it's there to set you free, okay? That's how you know whether it's grace or law. Law always keeps you in bondage. Grace is there to set you free, right? And everything that God speaks or says is always to set us free. The end result is always freedom, right? Not more bondage. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this person will be blessed in everything he does. And if anyone thinks himself to be religious, I love this last verse he has, and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God, Father, is to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. So tonight we were, you know, the elders were going to meet at 6:25, pray for someone. Because in the book of James chapter 5 says, if anyone among you sick, right, let him call for the elders of the church, let them anoint him with oil in the name and pray over that person, and the prayer offered in faith will restore the one. Okay? That's a word. And so we're just going to do that. tonight. Even when we've done that and we've seen y'all who are at Christ the King, we've seen a lot of healings. But what I'm saying is the Lord is really challenging us about being doers of the Word, you know, to launch out there. I wonder if it doesn't work. Well, okay. But it sure ain't going to work if I don't do it, right? If I don't ever pray for anybody, I guarantee I'll never see anybody healed. But if we launch out there and do that, I remember years ago a cousin of mine, Danny Harris, he had cancer. He went to, I think he was going to either Oak Muggie Baptist Church at that time or Summerfield Baptist Church, I can't remember. And they read that scripture, and he actually called for the elders, you know, of the church, the deacons. They all met at the church, anointed him with oil, prayed over him, and he got totally healed. I mean, God just took, there was nothing there. It was a large tumor, and went back, you know, did the CT scan or whatever, and it was completely gone. So I think the Lord is just kind of maybe revisiting us, because once you've been doing this a long time, you kind of forget, be a forgetful hearer, to become effectual doers, you know, and begin to stand on and step out there on what God has spoken, right? Amen. Okay, we have to quit there. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.